This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. That is the number to call into the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. What were you doing? What field were you at? Did you have some good food or maybe saw a good movie? 617-655-1234. We're looking for stuff to do for next weekend. How about you, Kennedy? How was your weekend in New Hampshire?
It was all right. I went up to Lincoln where, you know, I've been going for, I don't even know how many years. My girlfriend has a house up there, and whenever somebody's not in it, she always lets me use it. I usually use it in the off seasons because I'm not a skier, and it's right there by Loon. And I love it there so much, but it was a place Elvis and I never went without him. And so, it was harder than I thought it was going to be. And I almost turned around and left when I got up there and walked in the door. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It was almost more difficult than being at home. But, or maybe I'm just finally letting myself grieve about it because I've been so damn busy and there's other stuff that has come along. Mm-hmm. But either way, I just spent like two very quiet days doing very much of nothing.
Did you leave Smokey at home with the dog sitter, or did
she came with. But I really didn't. I didn't do much. But I'm okay with that. I kind of just sat with myself and sat with my feelings, and then watched some garbage television just to make my mind stop spinning.
They have a fireplace.
Her fireplace got broke and broken, and it is an older place. You know,
now, I know exactly where it is because our friends have a place in that
places,
same community.
Like, you know, they get used so hard that things break, and the amount of money that was going to cost them to fix the like chimney apparently was more than the house was worth, kind of, which is saying something. And but either way, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I went.
Was it cathartic in a way?
A little bit. I mean, it's still not easy, but but sometimes you have to do the hard things, right? And so that's what I did.
We can do hard things.
So in any event, that's what I did.
Ingrid from West Roxbury on with us. Hey, Ingrid.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. I feel like there was probably dogs involved with your weekend. Am I right?
There were dogs involved. Yeah. So I volunteer at Animal Rescue League of Boston.
We love
it. The dogs that are cleared. I know. Thank you. The dogs that are cleared to go out and go for long walks. We take them to Cutler Park in Newton, and they just enjoy it. Get some fresh air and just, you know, just love it.
Ingrid, who's your favorite dog up for adoption there right now?
Cole. Cole is a beautiful lab mix. She's wonderful. Good long walks. She's wonderful for any good family. Would love her.
Oh, and where can they find information on dogs for adoption?
Animal Rescue League, ARLBoston.org.
Amazing.
Just any shelter, too. Please adopt.
Well, thank you for doing that work.
Great animal.
My apartment will let me have a dog, or I would be all over.
All right.
Sure they can.
Just lie to your landlord.
Just move.
Yes.
Your landlord ain't around ever.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ingrid. Have a great week.
Bye.
Now, I mentioned this on Friday, Kennedy, that we were going to be up in New Hampshire, too.
Yeah.
So we were in Goffstown. Barrett went to this. There's this company out of Maryland. It's called Goldie Smith.
Yeah.
Goldie Smith. Parkour. And so they come to town a couple of times a year, and all it is goalies.
Right.
It's crazy. So we were in this big bubble. There's hundreds of high school kids and middle school kids, boys and girls, and they just, what they do is they bring in like high level high school and college lacrosse players to just shoot on these kids for 90 minutes straight. And then
so
they
it's
take,
like 20-year-old shooting on a 12-year-old?
Absolutely.
Here for it.
Yes.
Is and, Barrett okay? Is he walking right? Is he covered in bruises? What happened?
He's doing good. He's doing good. But it's like all, so they have these sessions. So it's like a 90-minute session on and then a 90-minute session off while they do a different group. And so you're just there. And it was, you know, it's like an hour and 15 minutes from the house. If I would have driven back and forth every time, that would have been 8 hours in the car. So I was like, screw that. We're just going to get a hotel. So we ended up staying in downtown Manchester.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Manch Vegas.
Yes.
It's so cute.
It's the first time I've ever kind of stayed in the downtown area. I mean, we just stayed at that True by Hilton. Mm-hmm. It just so happened they had a common man inside the hotel now.
We love to hear it.
Love a good common man, and this is like one of their new ones.
Yeah,
so we had dinner there Saturday night, and then a bunch of people text in on Friday. It was like, you got to go to this place, you got to go to this place, you got to go to that place. And I actually went to one of those places called Village Trestle, and it's like a neighborhood bar. You know, they were doing a fundraiser on Sunday. Aww. They had live bands on Saturday. They have a dart league there. The bartender I talked, I went twice, actually. I went Saturday and Sunday for lunch.
Look, if something
I
works,
became a regular.
Why would you not?
No, I met the bartender on Saturday, former Marine, who had an AC/DC tattoo on his forearm that was actually for darts. And I was like, he loves his darts. And then I talked to this guy, Paul, at the bar yesterday. His kids play hockey, and they're going to be in the NHL soon.
I love it.
And I'm now best friends with everybody at this bar.
I love it.
There you go.
So I love places like that.
I'm moving to Manchester. I'm out.
Big live free or die weekend for the both of you.
Yes, that is it. It was awesome. It was awesome.
It was more like live free or Netflix, but it's cool.
However you choose to live free.
That's right. That's how I did it.
I live free in Celtics and Lakers is what I did on Saturday.
I love
night.
It. Yeah. I love it.
So, all right, 617-655-1234. If you want to call or text and share what you got into over the weekend, we'll do more of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.